The hearing for a Skagway assemblyman who allegedly misrepresented his income on public office filings has been postponed, and Alaska's toughest marathon is set for this weekend in Skagway. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Alaska Public Offices Commission has agreed to postpone a hearing for Skagway Assemblyman Dan Henry until later this year. In April, APOC staff found that Henry violated state regulations by providing incomplete information about his income in filings to the commission. They recommended he pay a penalty of $22,000. The commission planned a hearing on the case for its meeting this week, where a final decision on his penalty would be made. Henry requested a postponement, which was approved by the commission. Henry's financial omissions came to light early this year when a federal investigation into his tax filings became public. He pleaded guilty to four misdemeanor counts of failure to timely file income taxes. In a plea agreement, Henry agreed to pay more than $600,000 in penalties and serve up to 2 years in federal prison. Also in the plea agreement, Henry admits that he failed to disclose his income in required reports to APOC. That spurred Skagway resident Roger Griffin to lodge a complaint against Henry with APOC. The commission then launched an investigation, which found that Henry misrepresented his income in financial disclosure statements candidates are required to file when running for public office. Henry sent a letter to APOC asking for the hearing on his case to be postponed from its June 8th date. He asks for APOC to wait until his federal sentencing takes place. The sentencing was originally scheduled for May, but was postponed to August 1st. In the letter, Henry says he wants to tell the commission his side of the story, but his attorney has advised him to wait until the federal case is concluded. Henry also says that a recent death in the family will make it difficult to prepare for the June 8th hearing. APOC Director Paul Dauphiné says a hearing date has not yet been chosen. The next commission meetings are scheduled for August 9th and October 25th. Henry owns the Skagway Fish Company restaurant. He was first elected to Skagway local government about 20 years ago. Henry has continued to serve on the Borough Assembly following the federal tax conviction and APOC investigation. Two men were rescued by a stranger on Saturday at a Yukon lake on the Haines Highway after their canoe flipped in the frigid water. CBC Yukon reports that a Danish tourist dove into Kathleen Lake to save them. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
Yukoner Donald Francis was traveling in the canoe with his friend Frank Glass when they tipped. They told the CBC they're not sure they would have made it if the tourist hadn't jumped in to help. Here's Francis in an interview with CBC.
Just as we were getting to the shore, this other guy sort of ran in and grabbed the front of the canoe and pulled us out. And we staggered out. And then Frank looked in pretty bad shape. I thought I was in good shape, but then I started to get cold. Basically, the people there hustled us into the shelter and we warmed up.
Francis and Glass told the CBC they appreciate the efforts of their rescuer, and the pair is now trying to reach the Good Samaritan to say thanks. The tourist who rescued the two men told CBC he knew the situation could have turned tragic. Yeva Lingho Okrist is the Danish tourist who saw the canoe capsize with two paddlers floundering in the icy water. Okrist says his military training told him the men were in a critical situation. He was on shore with a couple of friends on Saturday afternoon when they spotted the pair paddling their canoe a ways offshore. It was windy and the waves were building, so the three friends decided to keep an eye on the canoeists. They were about to head back to their car when they saw the canoe had capsized. Here's Okrist talking with the CBC.
When we saw it, we knew that it was so cold in the water, so we had to get out there as fast as possible. But it was he's in danger because if his heart is pumping too much, the cold water will stop his heart. So I had to kind of carry him.
Okrist says he stripped down before jumping into the lake. When he got the men to shore, he put them in his dry clothes before leading them to shelter. An ambulance arrived and took the men to the clinic in Haines Junction.
I could see that Frank was hit very bad. You know, he was not swimming so much anymore. Yeah, there was still maybe 20, 30 meters to the shore. And I'm used to cold water because I go swimming in it sometimes. So I knew that if I just took my clothes off, I could swim out there and pull them in.
Both men have recovered from the ordeal, and Glass, who lives in Quebec, told the CBC he wants to send his rescuer a bottle of maple syrup every year as thanks. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
For some women, going to the doctor for an annual checkup is daunting. But this summer, women in Southeast will get a little help with breast cancer screening. According to the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer and the second leading cause of death among Alaska women. To help with prevention, the Mobile Digital Mammography Unit is traveling through the region with stops scheduled for Haines and Skagway. The Wise Woman program through Search offers annual exams for women ages 30 to 64 who meet specific income guidelines. The service allows women to get screened for breast and cervical cancer and get heart health checkups. As part of the Wise Women program, Search offers breast exams and, for those 40 and up, regular mammograms. The mobile mammography van will be at the Dahl Memorial Clinic in Skagway from August 16th to 19th and Haines Health Center from August 20th to 24th. The program is made possible with support from the Breast Cancer Detection Center. For more information, contact your local clinic or email askwh@search.org. Registration is still open for this Saturday's Duff's Skagway Marathon. The sixth annual event starts at 8 a.m. on the Broadway dock. And as KHNS's Jillian Rogers reports, sissies need not apply.
The race is 5% tough and 95% brutal, according to race director Kristen Wagner. In fact, the event's mantra is, "This race ain't for sissies." But
there's just a lot of people that are active here, but maybe not that hardcore. So for some people, they're just like, we want to be part of the fun. We want to be outdoors and be outside, which is the whole point of, you know, doing this, just gets people healthy and active and outdoors. And so we added the walking half, and it's been really fun.
The race, which Wagner calls beefy, features a full marathon, 26.2 miles, a half marathon, and a half marathon for walkers. It's competitive, but only if you want it to be. Others can go out for fun and a personal challenge. So what makes this Alaska's toughest marathon?
There's a lot of hills, you know, and a lot of rolling kind of hills because it goes out to Dyea. And then for the full marathon, you go up to the top of West Creek Road. And that's a doozy.
The event starts on the ocean on the Broadway dock, runs through historic downtown Skagway, then out the Klondike Highway to Dyea and West Creek. The terrain is not only hilly, but runners and walkers will face pavement, gravel roads, and dirt trails. Last year, the event drew around 100 participants from all over the state, the Yukon, and the lower 48. This year, Wagner says they'll most likely surpass that.
We might be looking at one of our higher years because I took the registration last night and we were up to 95, I believe. So, and all of Skagway registers like last minute. That's our MO, I guess.
Wagner says she's a little bit in denial when it comes to the weather, but if it turns bad, that'll only add to the tough reputation. As of Tuesday, the National Weather Service was calling for mostly cloudy skies on Saturday with a chance of rain and a little wind. Not too bad for Skagway, Wagner says.
Well, we have a saying. We always say rain or shine outside all the time because that's just what you got to do in Alaska.
The race organization recently received nonprofit status thanks to the Skagway Development Corporation. Wagner says as the event gets settled, they'd like to set up a scholarship program for local students. It takes more than 30 volunteers to make the marathon run smoothly, and Wagner says this year they managed to get local businesses to man the aid stations along the way. The race is sponsored by the municipality of Skagway and Duff's Backcountry Outfitters. Those interested in taking on the challenge can sign up online until this Wednesday at 11:59 p.m. Registration for all three events is only $40. Last-minute sign-up is available on Friday evening from 5 to 8 p.m. to coincide with the bib pickup. Add another $10 for a late sign-up. More information and registration at skagwaymarathon.org. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.